父神，我们真是欢喜快乐。
Of Abba Father, we are truly happy.
我们珍惜这段时间。
We value the time we can together to worship you.
每次我们能够跟弟兄姊妹一起聆听你的话语，是我们的福分。
Every time we can listen to your words together, it is our, is our blessing.
我们求主你继续帮助我们。
We pray that Lord continue to help us.
赐给我们受教的心，开通的耳。
Give us a teachable heart and open ears.
你让我们能够愿意接受你的话语。
That we can receive your words.
也行走在你的话语。
And also, walk in your words.
愿主你恩膏孩子的口，让孩子能够传讲清
We
楚。
pray you anoint my lips so I can preach your words clearly.
让我们在新的一年能够有一个决心来亲近你。
That we have the resolution to be close to you at the new year.
祷告交托，奉主耶稣基督的
We
名。
pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在去年12月16号那天的主日信息在结束的时候，
At last year on the Sunday sermon that I gave on December 16th.
我们讲到跟弟兄姊妹，我们要来立一个确实的约。
We discuss about the covenant, the true covenant that we need to set up among our brothers and sisters.
那这是根据尼希米记第9章它里面所说的。
This is based on the Nehemiah chapter 9.
那当时我们拟了一个这个约内容是这样说。
We have the covenant that's listed as follows.
而我愿意顺从圣灵的感动和引导。
I want to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那承认自己跟众人的罪呢？
Confess sin for your own self and the public and others.
我们愿意断绝神所不喜悦的关系。
We want to abolish all the relationship that's not pleasing to our Lord.
愿意恢复读经和祷告的生活。
We want to recover the routines of Bible reading and prayer.
我要尊主为大，并遵行神的话语。
We want our Lord to be our master and follow his words.
那一天，我们来的人不是很多。
On that day that I gave the sermon, not many people came that day.
所以可能很多人也错过这样一个立约的机会。
So a lot of you may miss the opportunity to have this type of covenant.
其实约是表示我们的一个决心。
This covenant represents our determination.
我们把那天立约的内容还贴在门外的这个墙壁上。
We have the content of covenant that's posted outside when you walk out the sanctuary.
若是这约的内容能够表达你个人的一个心愿。
If the content of covenant is able to represent what you are willing to do for the new year.
你觉得这个有意义，也愿意与我一同在神面前来立这个约。
You find out this is meaningful to your life, and you want to set up this type of covenant with the Lord.
在散会之后，你也可以在这个表上来签名。
At the dismiss of our worship, you can put your name down on the covenant. It's posted outside.
我们用这个约来当做2008年的一个决心。
We can use this covenant as our 2008 resolution.
那在这2008年的主题啊，年度主题，我们所表达的其实也是一个这个与这个约互相呼应的一个。决心。
Our church theme for 2008 is also a partially presentation of what we have. We talk about that on December 16th, the covenant.
那我们愿意更加殷勤来读圣经。
We want to read the Bible more diligently.
我们更愿意谦卑的来倚靠圣灵行事。
We want to humbly trust in the Holy Spirit.
盼望我们能够得着一个成圣的生命。
We hope that we can get a sanctified Christian life.
也就是一个合神心意，能够荣耀神、利益人的一种生命。
Which is a life that pleasing to the Lord and being beneficial to others.
我们今天就用这三件事来思考这个信息。
Let's spend some time to talk about those three different aspects today.
在这个圣经新约提摩太后书第3章16-17节那里告诉我们。
Second Timothy chapter 3:16-17, it says,
他说圣经都是神所默示的。
All scripture is God's breath.
那于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
And is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness.
叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
只要我们读圣经的话，我们发现里头有许多安慰的话。
But we know that Bible is abundant with words of comforting.
有许多智慧的话。
Abundant with words of wisdom.
可是这些不是让我们来当作名言格言来欣赏而已。
But those are not used for a typical motto or proverbs to use.
其实读主的话语，那这个圣经实际上是要传递神的心意。
The Bible actually, the words of Bible actually is a vehicle to convey God's will.
当我们不去读圣经的时候，你发现基督徒的生命就不会完全。
You'll find out if you don't read the Bible, then the Christian life is not complete.
也就是我们里面还会有很多的自我。
In other words, you still have a lot of self-centered idea in your heart.
很多的骄傲。
You have a lot of pride.
很多的贪恋。
You will be greedy.
很多思想行为上的一些偏差。
You have a lot of deviation from your mind and behavior in the Christian life.
当我们不愿意去读圣经的时候，我们发现我们生命还是执着于自己想要做的事情。
If you don't read the Bible, then you'll find out most of the time you'll be devoting time and your energy to do things only to your interest.
我们执着于我们想要达成的这些目标。
The goals that only be interest to you alone.
可是我们不肯行各样神看为美善的事。
And we are unwilling to do things that are pleasing to our Lord.
那神要人明白。知道他的心意。
Our Lord desired His people to understand and discern His will.
所以他向摩西说。
So He said to Moses.
他说：“你要为我招聚百姓。
That you need to call upon the people, assemble the people before me.
我要叫他们听见我的话。
To hear my words.
而使他们在存活在世的日子，可以学习敬畏我。
So they can.They may learn to revere me as long as they live in this land.
又可以教训儿女这样行。
And teach them to their children.
然后我们可以知道，其实神召聚我们百姓在一起，我们叫聚会。
When God called upon people to assemble before Him.
那这种聚会跟一般的聚会不同。
This type of assembly is different than any type of assembly.
然后最主要目的是要我们能够听见。他自己的话。
The main purpose of that kind of assembly is to hear God's words.
在那里学习来敬畏神。
Learn to revere God.
不但这样，我们也用这些话语来教训儿女遵行。
Not only that we teach God's words to children.
若是聚会没有这个神的话语。
If assembly being set up without God's words.
那就是一般的集会活动而已。
It was just a regular assembly and activities.
当我们每一次奉主的名来聚会的时候，
Every time assemble in the name of our Lord.
我们要彰显的就是神自己的话语。
We need to reveal God's words.
一个人能够懂得敬畏神，是因为听见了主的话。
A person will reveal God is only because he listened to God's word.
那儿女能够有信仰，是因为父母能够用主的话来教训引导他们。
The children will have the faith from the Lord is because the parents are able to teach God's word to the children.
一个有基督信仰的人，你总会盼着神向人显现。
A person with a Christian life will always painting for God's presence.
会不会你们会不会有这样一种盼望说，主啊，我不是只有相信你，你能不能向我显现
？Have you ever hoping that not only you believe in Christ, but you always want the God to be able to be present before you？
其实我们的生活点点滴滴，神都看得很清楚。
We all know that God knows all details in our life。
那他也是的确是一个向人说话神。
He also is a word that speaks to His people。
刚我们唱诗歌，他讲到我们高兴时，我们急难时，危急时，他怎么样怎么样
？When we sing our praises, we know that every time we have difficulties, we have different things. He always will appeal to us.
没有错，在每一个时刻，你发现神都有话要对你说。
And you know that at any moment, any time, God's always something to speak to us.
高兴的时候，他也跟你一起高兴。
When you are happy, God will be happy for you.
当你悲伤的时候，他有话要安慰你。
When you're sad, that there was something to comfort you.
当你觉得害怕、胆怯的时候，他有话要坚固你。
When you are discouraged, then you have something to comfort you.
你觉得沮丧的时候，神有话语要把你提拔起来。
When you are being discouraged, then God will use His words to lift you up.
就危险的时候，神也要带领你经过。
When you are in danger, God will lead you through those times.
他有很多要对我们所说的话。
He has a lot of things He wants to say to all of us.
他渴望我们能够听他的话。
He desires that we can listen to His words.
你发现神经常是在话语当中向人显现。
You know that God's always present Himself through His words.
那我们要带一个渴慕的心来读神的话语。
That we need to have a heart that panting for His word.
如果是没有这样的渴慕，我们没有去读这神的话语。
If we don't have that kind of desire to listen to read God's word,
我们就会失去许多与神相遇宝贵的机会。
Then we will miss a lot of good opportunity that we can meet with God.
那去年我们上了一次灵命塑造的课程。
Last year we have a special spirit rebuilding classes.
那上课的弟兄姊妹逐渐都体会到主对我说。
Participants in those classes have very, very unique experience that they know that God speaks to them.
那每天来到神面前的时候，你会发现主今天又对我说了什么话。
Every time you come to the Lord, and you will wish what the words can God can say to me.
那这不是因为这些人的灵命比别人好。
It's not because those people have much higher spiritual status.
而只是因为我们有一个渴慕的心来读神的话。
It's only because those people have a heart panting for God's words.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是渴慕神来对你说话，向你显现
？Brother and sister, do you have a heart that panting for God's words?
那求主赐下给你有这样一个渴慕的心。
Are we hoping God will give us the heart that we can continue the panting for His words?
每一天会比一天更加的渴慕神。
Every day.More we will desire with thirst for His word.
那你一年会比一年更愿意来亲近主、爱主。
And year after year, you'll be willing more to be close to our Lord.
接着，我们看到在约翰福音第六章六十三节，主耶稣他这么说。
And on John 6:63, it says,
他说：“我对你们所说的话就是灵。”
The words I've spoken to you are spirit.
圣灵本身就是神能力彰显的一个主要因素。
And the words is actually presentation of God's power.
我们说主的话就是灵。
God's words is spirit.
所谓灵，你可以说是一个超自然的一个能力。
You will say that the powerful Holy Spirit is a divine power.
换句话说，主的话是带有能力。
In other words, God's words.Is full of power.
当我们愿意读主的话的时候
，When we're willing to read God's words,
你发现就有主的能力在我们当中彰显出来。
You will know that God's power imparted to will impart to us.
圣经告诉我们，不是只有做一个活人就好。
The Bible tells us not only you want to be a living being.
我们要注意神的心意。
But according to God's will,
神的心意是要我们做一个有灵的活人。
We want to be a living being with.
是一个带着一个圣灵能力的一个活人。
Is a living being with spirit and the power from the Holy Spirit.
假如呢，你别人活，你活，我也活，那我们世人跟基督徒是没有两样。
There's really not much difference. Everybody just live ordinarily.
那人家也没有什么可以羡慕的。
There's nothing that people will envy us as Christian.
那当世人都陷在这个罪恶里无法自拔。
When the world has been trapped.In sins,
那我们有一种能力能够胜过这个罪恶。
Then we, as a Christian, we have a power we can conquer the sins.
我们有一种能力，我们不再去做罪的奴仆。
We can have the power and we can no longer be the slavery of sin.
那在这当中就显出这信仰的不同。
And then we know that the faith does make a difference.
这信仰就是要叫人得到一个属神的能力。
The faith is telling us we can have the power.
是能够胜过这个罪恶死亡的能力。
They can overcome the sins and death.
你发现主耶稣他复活升天以前，他不是告诉门徒说
？That we know that after Jesus Christ resurrected.
那他不是说你们信而受洗得救就好
？He didn't say that. Hey, after you believe in me and converted, and that's it.
啊，他告诉我们是圣灵降临在你们的身上，你们就必得着能力。
He told that Holy Spirit come on you.And you will receive power.
基督徒很少看重神的应许和能力。
A lot of time, Christian doesn't pay attention to the power that was given and bestowed to us from the Holy Spirit.
所以许多人看基督徒也是我们所谓软趴趴的基督徒。
Quote unquote, that see Christian is weak.
许多信徒呢，也都是安于这个现状。
A lot of Christians, they will just stay in the current status.
以此自满自足。
They are just still contented with what they have so far.
我常常观察在这个停车场公共停车场地方。
A lot of times I'm taking notes in the parking lot.
我发现很多人，特别是天气不好的时候，他们喜欢抢在那个 handicap 的停车位。
I find out a lot of people they would like to occupy the parking space that reserved for handicapped people.
那你知道这样的一个停车位，残障的这停车位，应该是有需要那个残障的人他在停的。
And as you know that those reserved parking lot is for people that have situations.
可是往往下车的人都是怎么样
？A lot of time you find out that people came out from the car.
四肢健全呢
？From the handicapped parking lot, they all
动作灵巧。
They all move freely.
那比别人抢先一步就可以插进去的。
And they have a way to find out.That the handicap spot to park.
就很神奇的走出门来，啪一下门关上走了。
And they can move freely, and they shut the door behind, shut the door on the car.
我不能够明白为什么人会以这个身为一个所谓的残障，我这不是在嘲笑或看轻这个残障者，但是不明白为什么人会以这个为荣。
I don't know why were people that feel honored to be handicapped.
为什么四肢健全要停在这样一个残障的车位上
if they are that well, actually they are healthy, why do they want to park their car in a handicap parking space?
弟兄姊妹，神的心意不是要人做一个残障的基督徒。
Brother and sister, God's will does not want us to be a handicapped Christian.
那不是要我们萎缩软弱。
He doesn't want us to be weak and weak.
他说：“圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。”
He says, "When the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will receive power."
他要你得着这个圣灵来的能力。
He wants you to receive the power from the Holy Spirit.
是那个超自然，能够超过你能力范围的能力。
And this power is a divine power, which is beyond your human capacity.
这为的是要能够彰显神自己的荣耀。
And the reason for that is to glorify God.
你说去读神的话语。
If you are to read God's word.
而神的话语在你的生命里。
And God's word is remains in your life.
那神的灵，他的能力在你里面。
And the power of the Holy Spirit remains in you.
那你就有这样的一个能力来见证神自己。
Then you have the power to bear testimony for God.
神真正的心意是要我们成为他的一个见证人。
The God's true will is for us to bear testimony for him.
他说：“你有这样的能力，可是你要到耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。”
You have received the power, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
换句话说，神要每一个基督徒来扩大你接触的范围。
In other words, God wants all the Christians to extend their reach.
我们在各地都能够见证神他自己的真实全能。神说呢，凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的。
God says, "Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory."
然后又说，你们是我的见证。
You are my witness.
这是在以赛亚书在43章那边告诉我们的。
This is recording Isaiah chapter 43.
弟兄姊妹，请我们注意一件事情：你是为着神的荣耀被造的。
Brother and sister, that pay attention to these words. You are created for my glory.
不要轻看你的被造。
Don't look lightly on the creation.Of yourself.
你的生活，你的生命都是为着要荣耀神，见证神。
Your life, your daily living is to design to glorify God.
但见证有很多种。
There's a lot of way to bear witness.
那神的供应，他的引领，他供给你什么，他给你，他带领你怎么样？这是一种见证。
The way that the guidance and counseling from the Lord is one kind of witness.
那神的拯救，他的保守看顾，这也是一种见证。
His guidance, his mercies, also another type of testimony you can give.
那是我们更愿意看到我们生命、生活、脾气、性情被改变的这些见证。
But we're more willing that there's a change in reforming our life in our in our behavior, in our minds.
你知道这个东西，我们说江山易改，本性难移，这是你改不掉的。
You know, a lot of time, you know that your temperament is very difficult to change. When you are born, most of the time it's all formed.
一些很不好的习惯。
A lot of bad habits.
不好的嗜好。
A lot of bad hobbies.
它常常就是黏着你不放。
It will be always with you, and you can't change them for a bit.
可是你若相信神的话。
If you believe in God's words.
主告诉我们这真理，神的话语要叫你得自由。
The Lord told us the truth will set you free.
我们人所要见证的，不是工作、学业、事业这方面的成就。
What we need to bear witness and giving the testimony is not your work and your achievement.
为那些事情我们献上感恩。
We need to give thanks for those.Things that we achieve.
可是我们活着更重要是神怎么样去见证神的能力在你我身上所成就的作为。
But most importantly is bear witness about what God has achieved in our life.
神的能力怎么样在这软弱人的身上彰显的完全。
How would God's power reveal, how would God reveal His power in the people who are weak?
巴不得我们每一个人都做一个有灵的活人。
Or hoping that everybody can be a person, living being with spirit.
让我们认识到自己的软弱有限。
That we can recognize our limits and our weakness.
可是我们同时也认识到神的无限和大能。
We also understand the power of our God and infinity of our God.
我们见证到神的灵怎么样在你我的身上带来这种改变。
That we can bear witness for what changes God had done in our life.
最后，主又对我们说：“我对你们所说的话，就是灵，就是生命。”
Lastly, the God says, "The words that I said to you is life."
那这种我们说的生命，不是你我现有的这种生命。
The life I'm talking about is a limited life that we have.
我们所说的生命是一种成圣的生命。
The life I'm talking about is a sanctified life.
那生命，你可以说是一种与主紧密连接的一种关系。
This kind of life is a life that closely connected to our Lord.
当我们与主能够紧密的连接，表示我们还有这个生命存在。
If we have a close and intimate relationship with Lord, that means as a life established through the Lord.
若是没有这紧密的连接，表示没有这个生命。
If you don't have those intimate relationship and close connection to Allah, that means you don't have a life.
你若嫁接，你喜欢搞园艺、搞植物的东西，你若嫁接，你就知道。
If you are interested in gardening, you know that a lot of time you have to do a pruning to attach a branch to another branch.
那不是所有嫁接的都能够存活。
Not a lot of branches can be connected correctly.
你在剪断一个树枝，你拿别的树枝接在上面。
Once you cut a branch, you prune to another branch.
你要经过一段的时间。
That needs some time.
你要看到它的生命有没有跟母枝的生命连接在一起，愈合在一起。
Then you will take some time to find out whether the new branch will finally, alive.
只有接在一起，紧密连接在一起的生命才能够结出果子。
Only the close connection will give life to the new branch.
要不是的话，就是接在上面几十年，一样不会有什么果子。
If you don't have any connection, then you will not have any fruit in the future.
人与主的生命能够紧密的连接，这是透过主自己的话语。
The close relationship with the human life to the Lord is through the words of God.
若是我们没有主的话，
If we don't have the words from the Lord,
我们不去读主的话，
if we don't read God's words,
我们不爱慕主的话，
if we are not panting for God's word,
我们与主的关系就不会亲密。
And we will not have an intimate relationship with our Lord.
你发现做父母的就能够明白。
Being a parent, that you understand what I'm saying.
孩子越听话，你关系就越亲密。
And if your children, they be able to listen to you closely, then you know that your relationship with your children is much better.
同样的，当我们越愿意接受主的话，
and on the same token, if we can listen to God's words closely,
我们就与主的关系越亲密。
Then the relationship with our Lord will be much better.
与主亲密的这样关系是基督徒成圣唯一的途径。
The only way to be sanctified is through God's words.
那我们说成圣，这不是世俗里头那种成佛的观念。
When we talk about sanctification, it has a very special meaning.
不是说你跟主在一起久了之后，你就变成了神。
It doesn't mean that when you have more time with God, then you'll become one of the gods.
我们得主的生命是说，我们的生命能够从这罪恶里面分别出来。
The sanctification means you will be separated from the sins.
我们不再犯罪。
That you no longer commit sins.
我们的生活能够从罪恶里面出来。
That you don't know, you cannot be, you will not be affected by the sins.
我们不会享受这最终里面的快乐。
That you will not enjoy whatever joy that coming from the sins.
今天我们知道，我们信主，我们不单单是只是信主归主而已。
That we know that after we become a Christian and converted to be a Christian,
那我们更是要像主。
That we also need to be like our Lord.
在我们的生命里面需要有主的生命存在。
In our life, we should have a life from the Lord.
能够有主的生命是在主里面得着的。
The Lord's life is coming from the Lord.
你明白这话吗？
Do you understand what I'm saying?
这句话有什么好说的？有主的生命是在主里面得着的。
Remaining in the Lord to receive Lord's life.
我们根据约翰福音十五章一到八节那边告诉我们的。
In John 15:1-8.
你发现你不在主里面，你不可能有这样的生命。
It says, if you don't remain in the Lord, then you will not have the Lord's life.
一般而言，基督徒很难成长、成熟，或说成圣。多半都有这样的共通点。
General speaking, a common problem that Christians will not be sanctified.
因为我们不在主里面。
And a common problem is because we cannot remain in the Lord.
我们可以计算一下，我们一个礼拜七天里头有多少时间是在主的话语里面。
We can kind of do a little rough estimate how many days in a 7 days week that you can remain in the Lord.
我们平时有太多的时间精力是放在主的外面。
We have a lot of time we separated for doing things other than things devoted for Lord.
我们把这个时间精力放在这个外面的世界。
We devote a lot of time to other things.
我们多半注意在学业、工作、事业、家庭、娱乐。
We pay a lot of attention to family, to career, to job, to everything else.
那这些都不是说不行、不重要。
It doesn't mean that those things are not important.
那我们也不是说我们要离开这世界而活。
And I don't mean to say that we have to leave away from this world.
而是当我们活在这世界里面的时候，我们仍然有主的话，与主能够相伴同行。
What I'm trying to say is when you live in this world, we need to have the God's words with us.
主的话叫人有一个成圣的生命。
God's words will revive us and have a sanctified life.
那主的话也能够使人结出一个属灵的果子来。
God's words also help us to build the fruit for our life.
为什么我们在外面成果能够有很多？
Why we have so many success in the world?
工作的成果，学习的成果。
We have success in our career. We have success in our education.
而相对，为什么我们在灵里成果很少？
And why we don't have a lot of success in the spirit?
其实就这么同样一件事情，因为我们不在主里面。
And the main reason is we don't remain constantly in the Lord.
我们不常常在主的话语里面。
We don't continue panting, continue to pant for God's word.
弟兄姊妹，神的心意是要人多结这个属灵的果子来。
Brother and sister, God's will want us to bear fruit for life.
这样的果子呢，是神自己所拣选。
Those fruits are, a selection from our Lord.
就是说，这结果子是神自己所拣选我们去结果子的。
That means it's a selection process.A delegation process from the Lord that we need to bear fruits.
是神所拣选让我们分派去结果子的。
Also, it will be an assignment too. Sometimes people, God will call upon His people.
你会发现一个不结果子的生命是一个令人失望的经历。
And we know that if a life doesn't bear fruit, it's pretty frustrated.
只要你信主信了一段时间，你发现也没有什么，你会觉得很失望。这信仰也没什么好说的。
After you converted being Christian for a while, that you won't bear fruit.Fruits, and you find out there's really nothing that you're seeking for in Christian's life.
而反而这会成为一个重担。
And that become a burden to you.
不论是上教堂也好，不论是读经祷告也好，都会变成一个很大的负担。
And you know that it become a burden to come to the church and to read Bibles.
可是当结果子的生命呢，就不同。
But a life that bears fruit.
那会成为一个令人所羡慕、兴奋的一种经历。
That this will be an encouragement for others.
啊，在。昨天前天我收到一个email.
I received an email yesterday.
那是以前曾经在我们当中那个弟兄 Ron, 他的 last name 是 Ron.
Email from Ron.
对 yeah. 那位弟兄他现在在中国。
Ron is in China right now.
对，他在那个地方大概我估计大概是四年左右。
He has been there for 4 years.
嗯，那他email 来告诉我很兴奋的事情。
He emailed me sharing encouraging information for me.
他说他开始在经历这个复兴。
He has seen revivals.
他开始经历在主里的重生。
And experienced
灵里的重生。
The rebirth of spirit.
那他说呢，在大概在两个礼拜，在圣诞节那段期间的两个礼拜。
During the Christmas week,
因为他平常他就到处撒种，属灵的种，传福音。
He's spreading gospels.
可是就在这个圣诞节那个期间，两个礼拜里头，有40多个人向他表示要认识主。
And during that Christmas week, there's about 40 people that express interest to be baptized.
那是要认识，表示他们要认识主。我不晓得是不是要受洗，我不知道。
Express interest to know the Lord.
那这几个星期以前呢
？And couple weeks ago.
他们有一个7人的一个查经小组。
There's a 7-person Bible study group.
到现在呢，这个组已经变成5个组。
And this group has grown to 5 groups.
平均大概有60个人出席。
And normally they are about 60 people to participate in Bible study.
他说，上个礼拜可能是上个主日，他有3个人到他们家去。
And last week was 3 people came to his house.
结果5分钟之内，有一个人，有2个人表示要信主。
And within 5 minutes, there's 2 people that express interest to.
其中一个跟他做了一个决志祷告。
And one of them has a committed to the conversion prayer.
但是另外一个因为英文比较没有办法那么清楚的了解。
And the other one didn't quite know the faith.
所以就由这个刚刚接受主的这个人用中文再跟他讲一遍，然后问他要不要接受主，他也跟他做了决志祷告。
And the other one, they was through the translation, he was able to have the conversion prayer.
他没有办法相信，哇，就是这么婴孩带婴孩。
They was able to one person lead the other person to the Lord.
还有一个11岁到这个22岁的一个小组，总共有8个人。
There's a group that have an age spread from 11 years old to 21 years old.
22 years old.
22 years old.
那个小组里头有8个人。
There are 8 people in that group.
那天他在他们当中带领他们聚会的时候。
When he was leading the Bible study on that day,
完了之后有7个人决志要接受主。
After the fellowship, there's 8 people that express interest to be converted.
他非常的兴奋，他说庄稼真的是熟了。
He was very interested. The harvest is finally here.
可是他也非常的累。
And he's also very exhausted.
然后请你们为我祷告，因为我睡眠不足。
Please pray for me because I need. time to sleep.
而不但这样, 因为他做工,
and not only that, he also had a lot of persecutions.
不是那种攻击,
on his way.
Attack, evil attack.
Some kind of attack.
那在两个礼拜当中, 他发生了两次车祸, 差一点在这个highway上被撞死。
In 2 weeks, there were several car accidents.
当我在看他的信的时候, 我好像在读这个使徒行传一样。
When I was reading the emails, it kind of remind me what happened in the Acts.
这样的事情, 这样令人兴奋的事情, 不是使徒行传所记载而已。
Now, this type of encouragement not only recorded in Acts,
我相信让弟兄他所代表的是千万弟兄, 这个弟兄姊妹当中的其中一个经历而已。
Brother Ron shared the experience also one experience among us that we really encouraging one another.
主的心意就是要我们去多结果子。
God's will is want us to bear fruits.
不论在哪里, 你可以为主来做结果。
No matter where.
我们08年, 今年开始, 教会愿意来栽培, 浇灌, 施肥, 修剪。
2008, our church is devoted to cultivate Christian life.
希望我们弟兄姊妹当中, 不久之后能够多结果子。
Yeah, we're hoping that not for very long we can bear fruits.
然后我们读经, 靠圣灵, 得生命, 这不是一个口号。
Reading Bible, trusting Holy Spirit is just not just a motto.
我们希望这里有一个具体可行的生活来应用。
Have a real application in our life.
有至少三件事情我们可以做。
There are at least three things that we can do.
那我们第一个就是你参加我们马上要开课的开这个地方教会信徒的灵命塑造课。
The first thing is we're going to start this spirit rebuilding classes very soon.
只要你从来没有经历过神跟你是这么样的亲近。
If you have not experienced a close relationship with the Lord,
你觉得他似乎离你很远。
And you find out there's still a big gap between you and the Lord,
那这是一个课程能够帮助你。
This is a special class for all of you.
你若是有感动参加的话, 我们的表格放在外面, 你自己填表格, 然后交给我。
If you are interested in those classes, there's a form for you to fill out to participate in those classes.
另外还有一件事情, 就是我们每日来读经。
Also, second thing, the daily devotion.
那你每天都能够经历神自己。
You can experience the Lord every day.
我们通常人家推行就是一年读完一次圣经。
A lot of times people have encouraged you to read the Bible within a year.
那几年下来我自己也学到功课。
And after so many years of trying to do that, I learned some lesson.
那我们不要那么贪一年一次。
We don't want to be setting up such a great desire to finish it within a year.
那我们3年读完一次就好, 好不好?
How about we read the Bible, finish the one Bible in 3 years?
那我在外面有放了一个读经的计划表。
I have a Bible study plan outside on the table too.
你只要觉得这个东西对你有帮助, 你愿意试试看, 3年才读完一次圣经, 弟兄姊妹, 3年。
3 years, you can read the entire Bible. For one time,
你自己去拿那个读经表, 根据那进度来。
There's a table, a schedule for you if you're interested in read the Bible within 3 years.
当然，一月已经今天已经是6号了。
It's already January 6, 2008.
那你前面的可以先不管了，你就先跳掉，你就从今天的开始，或是这个明天开始。
You can probably neglect some of those before or do a little bit catch up, but
那边有列了四行。 四列,
there's a four columns on that.
我不是要你每天把这四列每一项的内容都念了, 只要读经, 新约的就好。
There's a four column for you to do, but I only want you to pay attention to the New Testament.
你发现这一天你所要读的分量真的不多。
And you'll find out the amount of the Bible reading material is really not that much.
那不是说我吝啬不想为你们多喂一点。
It's not that I don't want you to read more.
而是希望你能够在这不多的范围之内继续前进。
But I was hoping that with the limited material and time you devoted, you can continue to move on.
我会鼓励我们小组里头, 假如你们有这样愿意做的心, 你们可以彼此的督促。 我们这个礼拜, 我们几个人愿意读经, 参与的话, 你就每个彼此督促, 今天读了没有, 怎么样, 打个电话。
We can also encourage one another in our small group.
那这样的话你就可以容易继续持续下去。
Then we are able to have an energy to continue on.
那还有一件事情就是，我希望我们能够来操练祷告。
Also, the third thing is practicing praying.
上个礼拜去参加基督徒这个基督徒大会的弟兄姊妹回来，有几位跟我分享，他们印象最深的一个是麦西珍牧师，他五分钟，他讲了五分钟祷告。
There's a Christian conference that a lot of brothers and sisters went. That one of the things that's impressed most is from Pastor Mike.
你看，我们也不需要多，就五分钟。
Just 5 minutes prayer.
雷平啊，请你再 remind 我，你第一分钟是干什么？这五分钟是怎么用的
？5 minutes devoted this special prayer.
一分钟是赞美。
1 minute for praise.
一分钟是祈求。感谢。
1 minute to give thanks.
两分钟祈求。
Pray.
一分钟代祷。这五分钟。
Pray for others.
其实这五分钟不一定你要这分配了，但是就是不用多，我们就五分钟够了。
Spend 5 minutes in prayer.
只要我们每天这样操练五分钟。
If you can exercise and practice a prayer for 5 minutes a day.
你会发现到最后你自己五分钟都嫌少。
And you find out5 minutes not enough.
那我们盼望着我们的这个教会的除了这个个人祷告之外，教会祷告会之外，教会的祷告会也有更多的人来参加。
Not only that, I'm also hoping that the prayer meeting will also have more participants.
那我们不期望我们每一个组每一个每一次每个礼拜的祷告会每一个人都来。
I'm not hoping that everybody will come to the prayer meeting.
但假如你能够一个月来一次，我们就感谢神。
At least you can come and participate once for every month.
来了，你也不需要说祷告那么长，五分钟祷告了，你可以其他的时间听。
Same exercise, 5 minutes.
总之，弟兄姊妹，我们这些列出来具体可行的目标，是希望我们去做。
In summary, those are things that is practical to all of us to practice.
我希望我们从稍稍的开始来实现这一新年的愿望。
We can spend some time with a limited scope of the things we can do, we can put in practice.
我们不想要把目标定得过高，过高的话你这不容易实现这个决心。
We don't need to set up a target too high and far reach, and a limited goal, we can achieve those.
那完全目标你也没有办法成长。
Yeah, if we have a goal that's far, it's very difficult to reach, and well, you won't be able to achieve those goals.
往往我们适量的进行就好，适度的量进行，我们能够达成那个目标。
We can have the limited scope, and we can have more success.
我想我们弟兄姊妹都知道，我们人久了你发现灵里有饥饿感觉。
And you know that after a while you will thirst in spirit.
圣经告诉我们，这都不是因为没有饼。
The Bible says it's not because we don't have bread.
我们的灵里很多时候感到枯干，这是不是因为没有水？
Spirit, thirsty in spirit is not because of the water.
我们所缺乏就是神自己的话语。
What we don't have is God's words.
我们所缺少的就是这个灵，这个生命。
What we don't have is the spirit and the life.
巴不得我们去读这个圣经。
I'm hoping that we can read the Bible.
让我们的灵里能够重新得力。
And we can have revived and strength.
我们能够成为主的一个见证。
And we can be a witness for the Lord.
然后我们去读圣经，我们的生命也能够成圣。
Then our life, also our life can be sanctified.
而你真正去经历那丰盛的生命，多结果子丰盛的生命。
Then you can experience the richness of the life that Lord bestows on us.
在今年年初开始的时候，我们经常在看的这个每日读经，那 our daily bread.
The daily bread material that we've been using in the church.
那它里头有一个写在08年之前的一段话。
There was one word in this the closing of the December 2007.
那他说，在08年真正的改变。
The real change in 2008.
然后你愿意每天花20分钟。减肥吗？
Would you give 20 minutes a day to lose weight?
这可能比较不适合我们东方人，不用再减了，没什么好减的。
Maybe not quite a good example for us.
那你愿意花20分钟这个他说瘦身苗条
Would you spend 20 minutes to get in shape?
那你愿意花20分钟，每天花20分钟，那完成你在追求的这个目标这个学位吗？
Would you give 20 minutes a day to receive a finish or to finish a degree?
用20分钟来学习这个语言。
Would you willing to spend 20 minutes to learn a foreign language?
每天花20分钟学习一个乐器吗？
Would you willing to spend 20 minutes a day to learn a musical instrument?
若是的话，那请问你，你愿不愿意每天也花20分钟让神来改变你整个生命？
If answer is yes to one of those questions, would you willing to dedicate 20 minutes a day to study Bible?
To transforming your
to transform the, your life.
那你会发现一个真正的委身，真正的委身是一件很困难的事情。
You'll know that a total submission is a very difficult task.
换句话说，现在告诉你要背起十字架来跟从主。
In other words, if I ask you to bear to carry the cross for the Lord,
我想这是非常困难的一件事情。
A very difficult task for us.
可是，好，怎么样？二十分钟就好。
How about 20 minutes a day?
不是太困难。
Is it difficult?
让我们在08年的时候，我们能够这样子好好来读神的话语。
In 2008, we can read the Bible.
让我们真是能够经历在神里头生命的改变。
That we can experience the transform in our life.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow and pray.